discussion keeps the world turning.
This is Round Table.
You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young. Coming up, we are thrilled to present our radio drama series, Echoes of Ku Liang, a CGTN radio production based on a true story. This series captures the extraordinary encounters and bonds formed under the most unexpected circumstances. Our journey spans over 100 years, from the enchanting land of Ku Liang in China to the United States and back again. It's a tale of love, peace, and friendship across cultures and generations. In episode 1, our story begins in 1900 with an American missionary and his pregnant wife whose lives are forever changed by the bravery of Guo Fusheng, a local villager. This act of courage lays the foundation for a lifelong bond between their soon-to-be-born son, Milton Gardner, his friends in China, and the land of Ku Liang. As we delve into the heart of Ku Liang, let the rich soundscapes and vivid character portrayals captivate your imagination. Be prepared to be transported into a world where the values of love, peace, and friendship illuminate the darkness, and where the echoes of the past resonate in the present. And here's a little secret just for you, dear Roundtable listener. Some familiar voices from our show, yours truly included, have stepped into the shoes of these captivating characters in the radio drama. Can you spot our voices and acting skills? It's a delightful experience, and we're excited for you to join us on this journey. Don't let the fun end with the radio drama. Let's keep the conversation going. Who's your favorite character? Which voice stole the show for you? Share your favorite scenes, your dream CP couple, or any burning questions you have. Connect with us on microblog Weibo at CGTN Radio, or shoot us an email at ezfmroundtable@foxmail.com. We're excited to hear your thoughts and spread the joy of radio drama far and wide. If you connect with us, there might just be a surprise gift waiting for you. Don't miss your chance to get in on the fun. So, without further ado, let's dive into the first episode of Echoes of Ku Liang, Encounter. We hope you will enjoy the ride as much as we did while creating it. Buckle up and get ready for an unforgettable adventure.
Based on real events, Echoes of Ku Liang, a radio drama series, relates the warm and vibrant life stories of the Ku Liang friends set in the historical tapestry of the 20th century.
Hometown.
Follow Echoes of Ku Liang. Immerse yourself in a narrative of love, peace, and enduring friendship.
Ku Liang! We're together!
Go!
Let's go get that carriage! There is only one friend here!
Guys! Jackpot today! No escape for ya!
Go! Go!
Faster! Faster, George! Please! They're right on our heels now!
Hold on tight, Barry! Try to shake them off! Once we get past that bandit up ahead, we'll lose from that group stretch!
Carry!
Sha!
Sha! Handle your valuables, or we'll be sorry!
Sha! Sha! Come on!
I can't beat them anymore!
My god!
Damn! Horses spooked!
George!
Hold on tight, Barry!
Oh, God, baby!
Don't worry! Barry, we'll protect you and our baby!
Hey!
Annie! What's wrong? I'm sorry! What's up? My house is out of control! Hide the reins! Hold on tight! Don't let it go! Let me help you! Get down! It's okay. Get down. Good boy. I've got this.
Thank you, sir.
My wife!
My wife is still inside the carriage!
Ma'am, are you okay? Please watch your step, ma'am.
I'm fine. Thank you. George, they're coming.
Did you run into some bandits?
Yes. And they're still on our tail.
Quick, go hide in the woods. I'll lead the bandits away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
They went that way! After them!
Brothers, let's hold them down!
Sounds like those thugs have finally backed off. All thanks to that brave man. Mary, are you alright?
Where are we, George? Are we safe now?
Oh, look, you're shivering. Here, take my coat.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I just hope our baby is safe.
Can't believe the 20th century begins like this. But don't worry. I'll protect you and our baby.
George, if we don't reach the dock by nightfall, there's no telling when the next ship will come. Do you think the young man will come back?
It's gonna be okay, Mary. Let me figure it out. Just try to rest for now, love.
May God watch over us and our little one.
Sir, ma'am, are you there?
Hey, yes, we are here. Thank heavens, you are back.
Are you both okay?
We're fine. Have they gone? Those bandits?
Yes, I ventured into the village afterwards. They wouldn't dare follow. They're long gone. Don't worry.
Thank you so much, sir. My name is George Gardner. I'm a missionary. And this is my wife, Mary. We are Americans.
Thank you for saving us and our unborn baby. Thank you, sir.
Just doing what's right. I'm Guo Fushen, a postman in the village.
Thank you, Mr. Guo. We really owe you a great deal of thanks. But we must hurry to the dock before nightfall to catch the ferry back to the States.
Let me escort you out. I know the mountain pass well, and we can take a shorter route, ensuring your safety.
Thank you, Mr. Guo. We can't thank you enough for today.
It's nothing. I've parked your carriage over there. Come, this way.
If it weren't for you today, I don't know what would have happened. Mr. Guo, God blesses you and your family.
We love China. Hopefully. One day, we will be able to bring our child back.
Hello! Is this Guo Fusheng's home?
May I help? Oh, it's you! I can't believe my eyes!
Yes, we're back! Mr. Guo, George Gardner and my wife Mary, the American couple you saved last year.
How could I forget? Wow, it's so good to see you again.
Me too. We asked the villagers and they told us you lived here.
Hello, Mr. Guo.
Look who we've brought along with us. Our little adventurer. Milton is coming to meet his hero, Uncle.
Oh, your baby. Yes, it's nearly a year. Ah, it's a boy. Please, come inside. Mei Lian, it's them.
Yes?
The American couple I told you about. They brought their baby. Mei Lian's my wife.
Welcome to Ku Liang. Come right in, please.
Haiyan, come and meet Mr. and Mrs. Gardner.
Hello, sir. Hello, madam. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, sweetheart. What's your name?
My name is Guo Haiyan, but you can call me Haiyan, madam.
So this is your...
This is Dashan, my little brother. He's 1 year old. Dashan, wave hello.
He's so cute. Hi, Dashan. Looks like you've got a little brother. This is Milton, a little boy. He's nearly 10 months old now.
Milton. Milton?
Look, you're like best friend already.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Gardner, I'm so happy you actually come back and brought your son with you.
We've been eagerly awaiting this visit. It also happened that the church needed missionaries to China, and I jumped at the chance. It's so wonderful to be back and extend our thanks to you and your family.
And see your lovely daughter and son.
Ma'am, tea please?
Oh, thank you, my dear. You're so impressive. How old are you?
I'm 8.
Haiyan's been with us since her parents' passing. She's very much a part of this family now.
That's incredibly touching. She's lucky to have you.
Well, she's a blessing for us.
Truly heartwarming. Honey, the vases.
Oh yes, the vases. We're having such a good time. I almost forgot. Mr. and Mrs. Guo, we've brought this pair of lacquer vases for you. It's from China's Ming Dynasty, I think. We left in such a hurry last time. We never got to thank you properly.
Oh, but this is...
No. We couldn't possibly accept such valuable gift.
Please accept this gift. They are from our lacquerware collection. George loved Chinese antiques. We admire the craftsmanship and brought them from the locals. We sincerely hope you will accept them as a blessing for our families and our children.
They look incredibly precious.
Yes, we can take that.
Your kindness and goodness are priceless to us. It means a lot to us that you accept them. It's our heartfelt thanks.
Oh yes, please, don't refuse. If it weren't for you saving us that day, I really don't know what would have happened. My mutant wouldn't be here today.
Madam, we appreciate your generosity, but honestly, anyone here would have done the same.
Yeah. Look at our humble life here. These fancy vases would be out of place.
Why don't you keep the vases with you? As such a blessing for your family's safety and well-being. Bing bing an an.
I've learned that vase in the local dialect sounds like bing bing, which sounds like peace or safety in Chinese. Ping an, ping an, symbolizing being safe and sound.
Yes, it's a local tradition here. Keeping a pair of vases at home is believed to bring peace and safety.
Then, we will keep the vases for you. This place, your warmth, it's all been so beautiful.
That's very kind of you, madam. You're welcome to visit us anytime.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Guo. We're living in a stone villa up the mountain.
Oh, great!
You and your children are most welcome to visit.
We're neighbors now. Welcome to Ku Liang.
We hope Milton will come to be good friends with Da Shan and Haiyan.
Hello. okay? Oh.
And so begins our tale. A tale of love, peace, and friendship. Milton Gardner, that little boy, would grow into the man I'd marry. I am Elizabeth Gardner, but most people know me as Betty. My husband was born in California in 1901, but he spent his first 10 years in China. In 1968, I became Milton's second wife. Throughout our years together, Milton often shared with me the stories of his early days, about growing up in a far-off place in the Chinese mountains.
The first sizable group of Americans to visit communist China since the middle 1950s will be a table tennis team. Granby Steenhoven, president of
Milton,
the United
honey,
States
can you switch to something else? You've watched this news piece at least 10 times already.
Okay, darling. I really wish I could go with them. I really do. If only I were 50 years younger.
Tea time, darling. Look at this teacup. Oh, the craftsmanship is exquisite. It's so much better to drink tea from such a piece of art. Your parents truly had an eye for beauty.
They sure did. They were deeply passionate about Chinese culture. During their stay in China, they collected so many pieces that spoke to them. And now that I'm retired, I finally have the chance to go through them all. This teacup, for example, it's from the Qing Dynasty. It's a real treasure.
So, you plan to donate most of these to the museum, according to your parents' wishes?
Of course. They wanted to share the marvels of Chinese culture with the world. But that pair of vases, I think we'll keep them with us.
They're beautiful. The lacquer work is so detailed. It's almost as though they have captured a moment in history.
That's because they have. These vases are actually from the Ming Dynasty. They're around 300 years old. George and Mary always intended to return to China to give these vases to our old friends there. They were meant to be a gift, a symbol of friendship. They symbolize being safe and sound, Ping An.
But why were the vases never delivered? What happened?
Well, that's a long story, Betty. After my parents came back to the States and had me, we all returned to China. And I had a wonderful childhood in a place called Kulia.
Little monkey, climbing up the tree.
Hey, what do you have there? Is that a monkey?
Yeah, it's my new toy monkey. I'm waiting for Dashan and Haiyan, and we will teach him how to climb.
Cool. Can I see it? It looks cool.
let me see.
But he's learning to climb. He's my friend.
Climbing? Here, let me show you how it's done. There! Your monkey's really climbing now. See? Up in the tree.
No. How's he supposed to get down?
You were teaching him to climb, weren't you?
It's up to you to get him back.
But it's too hot. I can't.
Cry, baby.
He doesn't know how to cry.
Mi-tuan? Mi-tuan? Hey, what's going on here? Why the tears?
Mi-tuan, who's been bullying you?
They put my monkey way up there. I can't reach him.
Oh, don't be such a crybaby. We're just having fun.
He can't climb trees. Even monkeys can do that.
Useless. Scaredy cat? Every kid here knows how to climb.
Hey, don't say that. That's not fair.
I'm not scared. I can't.
No worries, Mi-tuan. I'll help you. Climbing's easy once you know how.
Yes, don't be afraid. This grandpa tree is more than 1,000 years old. He protects all the kids here.
Come, Mi-tuan. Step on my shoulders, and you'll be taller, see?
Really? Do you think I can?
Absolutely. I've got you. Just step up here, and I'll lift you to that branch.
Let me help you. Slowly.
That's it. Use your legs. Perfect. Now reach out.
I can almost touch it. Yes, I've got it.
See? Nothing to fear. I'm right here, keeping you steady.
Watch out!
Gotcha.
Mi-tuan, are you okay? Dashan, Dashan, how about you?
I'm fine. Oh, Dashan, you're bleeding. Oh no, it was the branch I was holding onto. It hit you.
I'm all good, nothing serious.
Let's apply these herbs first. They can stop the bleeding.
Look, I've stopped bleeding. The grandpa tree protects all kids. And look, your monkey's safe and sound.
Thank you. You're my hero, Dasha.
We look out for each other. That's what brothers, sisters, and friends do.
Guys, Mi-tuan is our friend. And no more teasing, okay? Everyone's brave in their own way.
Sorry, Sister Haya.
We won't do it again.
Sorry.
Dashan, Haiyan, is it true there's an ancient spirit living in this cedar tree?
Yep. My dad told me his grandpa told him so. The tree is the protector of our village.
Grandpa Tree keeps us all safe, and he will hear your wishes.
So, we will all grow up together, and he will protect us, right?
Of course, and we'll protect you too.
That's amazing. Dear Grandpa Tree, I wish that we could stay friends forever. Me, Dashan, and Haiyan.
Huh? We will. Let's make a promise. Friends forever.
Friends forever.
To world championship competition after an absence of 6 years, finished first in four.
Friends forever. Of competition at the That's so touching, dear.
The men's team of the United States was rated 24th, and the women's team 21st.
Well, you know, Betty, the Chinese speak of yuan to describe the serendipity of meeting someone. It's a concept that captures the beauty of predestined encounters. My parents meeting with the Gore family was nothing short of yuan. And my own childhood encounters with Dashan and Haiyan, well, they were yuan too.
Yuan. That's an amazing word.
It's not just me, but everyone who comes to Kuliang forms a connection with it. Each has his or her own story. It was there I learned the importance of friendship, courage, and the enduring power of kindness.
Echoes of Kuliang is a radio drama series crafted by CGTN Radio, portraying a tale of love, peace, and friendship. Adapted from real events, it intricately weaves vibrant characters and vivid narratives amidst the historical tapestry of the 20th century. If you find this story captivating, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and leaving a comment. Feel free to share it with your friends and let the echoes of Ku Liang reverberate further.
在初夏的田埂上，星河闪亮，伴你歌声悠扬。你问我流山几岁，还有那明月山岗。你说那山外风光，把思念带到远方。夏日炎炎，古今水送来清凉。溪水涓涓，竹蜻蜓放飞梦想。汽笛声声在你远渡重洋，前途漫漫，我依然为你歌唱。千山万水，依然是孤零的孩子。梦到的地方，会永远是故乡。